The Commissioner's Court Workshop for Monday, March 9th, 2026, at 2 p.m. begins here.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is just a notice of a workshop on the 9th day of March 2026, 2 o'clock. We've already prayed this morning and did our flags, and so let's get that and go straight into the meeting. What do you want to talk about first?
We're going to let Beth go. Okay. She can go back to her alcohol. So I wrote down a bunch to make sure I got it all. Sierra contacted me early this month and said they are in the, that's who does our website, Sierra.
County Information Resources Association.
But TAC has subsidized the cost of that for all the counties in the past. So we've only paid $1,500, $1,550 a year for them to host our website. But TAC is no longer going to subsidize. So our rate is going to go up to about $10,000 a year. Then they're also changing the websites. They've got three different templates you can choose from. But the migration fee, they said, is about $15,000 a year. I mean, $15,000 to migrate. Then, if we want to use them for support or service, they don't know what that rate will be yet, but they'll send it to us. So I thought this was a good time to go.
$15,000.
Yeah. So I thought this would be a good time to go look at other website hosts. And I did some research, and there's two that a lot of entities use, a lot of cities, water districts. Civic Plus is one that I've talked with. I don't have numbers from them. They're supposed to get back with me on the 25th.
What's that name again?
Civic Plus. Yeah, but they're supposed to get back with me on the 25th of March and show me kind of a demo of what I discussed with them, of what we need, and then they'll give me pricing in. Just from digging around, it looks like their pricing is similar to what Sierra's will be. So I don't know if that's the way we want to go or not. And then the other company that I spoke with is called MCCI. Again, they haven't given me their pricing. I'm meeting back with them on the 18th. She was pretty confident that they would come in under what Sierra paid. But I've also been asking different departments if there's something that they would like on the website, something that they can use, because they told me they have like a solution that'll look for rentals for the hot tax thing, so you can catch people that aren't paying that tax and they can pay it online. We also talked about ways that we could kind of track when new water meters go in for like new construction, and maybe that would help Max with getting the septic permits. But anyway, so all of that is what's awesome in the works.
Mm-hmm. Talking to these other judges, that's a big thing right now, and they're all about the same price. He said they're all about $10,000.
And I think what has prompted most of this is we now have to go in and we will have to be handy.
It's ADA compliant, and all of these different hosting sites have a solution to that. They have a little widget that you can click on that makes sure that your website is ADA compliant. This is, all of these numbers will start 2026. So I'm working on this so that I can bring before budget, so that we can budget for it next year.
Because we have to be ADA compliant by April 1, right?
April 1 of 2027.
So we have a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, she sent that to me. Or if you...
Because we're looking at all avenues of that, but we wanted you guys to be aware.
I don't know what their deals are, but I don't see how they are. They're out of Tyler. They do. For government entities and 501c3s.
Who are they?
Cost Creative. So we're going with it, the Sheriff's Association. And they actually do. You got a feature package to do websites, so they'll come in and do public podcast stuff where you can need to promote your community, do commercials. Pretty neat. But I don't recall those numbers.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Or maybe those numbers can be about more for you.
Yeah, well, it's worth calling for another.
I reached out to some others, but they're not returning my call. And I really didn't want to reach out to Civic Plus because I had ignored them a lot at the beginning of the, well, at the end of last year, because they also have a lot of products where they have like an agenda product where you can, other people can send it in and it automates the agenda. But on the listserv, people are complaining that it's not as user friendly and that they're going back to the old way. So when they called, I ignored them.
I just want something that's user friendly where old people can use it.
Well, and what I like from my discussion with the MCCI group, which, like I said, she says she's going to come in under what Sierra is. They have, their whole philosophy is two clicks. To get to anything that you want, you shouldn't have to click on more than two places. And I like that a lot. I've looked at other county websites and I'm telling her which ones that I like and what features that I like about them. There's somewhere they have like the news feed, kind of like Facebook, so you can go on and update, hey, this road is closed or whatever. And it's not.
And it would roll it out to Facebook or Google. The social media platform.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be on your website and there, and it's just quick to get the word out, you know, burn your hand, whatever happens, you know.
Well, we appreciate all your hard work. Yeah, bless your heart. I don't want to talk to them. I'm not computer savvy enough to talk to anybody anymore. I'm just not. Not even close.
We learned that.
Have any tech savvy at all.
Well, just keep looking and just bring whatever you think's best and bring it back to us and we'll vote on it. I guess it'll have a little budget.
A little through budget. That's why I was telling her we needed to get started on this, so that way we'd have numbers by budget time, so we'd know kind of what we were looking at.
Yeah, they'll be here before you know it. It's March.
I'm hearing about people calling me about hot applications.
Yes, and that's going to come out pretty quick.
April.
We'll let Blake go next, talk about the lettering and kind of where the truck is, so we can go back to work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Chief?
Sir.
Tell us, we passed something this morning.
I know it was. So the truck is about 90% complete, and it's from the factory floor.
No.
They shipped it to Mansfield. They went to Mansfield instead of Houston, so it's close to us. We're going to go down there in a couple of weeks and do what they call a build out, or they'll finish out the truck according to what specs that we've asked for them to do. It takes about a month or a month and a half or so. Marlon asked, they want to talk about, you know, lettering on the truck, you know, so really it's...
I was looking at the truck that you got now. It's got Mount Vernon and it got Franklin Can on it. I'm okay with that. I mean, it's, I don't think there's got to be that flamboyant or anything.
A common deal in this type of truck, because of the design of this truck, it's really about, you know, I did like this truck. So you'd have on the front door, like what you have now, both trucks now, the front door says Mount Vernon, the next door says Franklin County. Well, on this truck, it's obviously up to you guys, have Mount Vernon on the front door, and on the top of the hose bed, in bigger letters across the back, that goes about 10, 11 feet, it's like Franklin County. Now it could say Franklin County, it could say Franklin County Fire Rescue, Franklin County Fire District. That would be totally up to whatever you all want to put on there. So, and I'll get it. What I'll do is they have a lady that will sit there and she'll draw stuff up and she'll send me pictures. And so I can show you some of these and see if you like, you know, one better than the other or whatever. But Franklin County will definitely be in large letters on the truck itself.
And
that's a common
here.
Huh?
I said, I'm a girl, I care.
You want to be pretty.
Hey, I don't want to get it from you.
I'm on the top. Yeah, the top.
It's very, that's what you see a lot of your other fire districts or ESD and stuff. That's what they'll put. They'll put whatever fire department is, and they'll put that so-and-so ESD or so-and-so fire district over the top. It's just one of those.
Because that
Well, what do y'all think? Y'all okay with that?
Yep.
Well, we definitely want
I'm glad to hear that it's month out or 2 months out instead of 2 years.
Yes, well, that's a stock truck. And some of the.
Jeff on the ball.
I fix the same.
I need to call, I'll call him when I get out of here and tell him we need to start the, I mean, it's for, so I'll just start paperwork.
And some of the stuff, the other day during the commissioner's court, right next was the guy that South Franklin bought their truck from. So he works for Hopkins County, he's a friend of mine. So I had to be careful, because the truck, and you know, I'm trying to say, the truck that they were trying to get us to purchase from them was already, was a truck that the city had purchased up north. And they didn't like it, so they never used it. They got it there, the city got it, they just decided they didn't like it, so they put a letter on it. And it had a white cab on it with red on the bottom, and it didn't have some of the stuff that we'd asked for. Well, this stuff was gonna be put on, but it'd been aftermarket. I just personally, I like the factory deal. I like to have all the warranty stuff at one location, because they were gonna send it to Mount Pleasant to paint the cab, the top part of the cab red. They were gonna send it, try to send it to the factory, put a hose bed cover on it. Then they had to send it somewhere else to put a rear intake. So it was gonna drive around the country again, probably a couple thousand miles before it got completed. And I was just like, ugh, I don't know. So, but I didn't want to say that in front of him, you know, when y'all were asking, that was one reason I didn't like that truck.
Well, if you need some, if you need some lighting done.
Lighting?
Yeah. If you want to blind half the front of the
camera. I'm going to blind half the front of the camera.
Yeah, he's going to blind half the front of the camera. Y'all, he would make fun of me.
No, no.
You're working, I have thought of it.
There's a certain term.
We sent engine one, I finally was able to get engine one over to Safe Industries in Wilmer, Texas. And I drove with nobody here, I drove there, so I said, all right. So I drove. And they came back with a whole list of stuff. Well, this truck has been here, you know, since for a while, 16 years. And we had about $22,000 worth of stuff. And so one of the things that, when I came here, I drove that truck, and I said, this thing's not safe at all.
Is this a white truck?
It's a white truck.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks good. Yeah. So I drove it, and hit the brakes, it pulls hard to the right. So anyway, so some of their findings, so they did what they call a pump pressure test on all the valves. So 10 valves had failed, so they'll put new kits in one of those. But the front end, the suspension, and since I brought this up to the past volunteers, they said, oh yeah, I remember this day when we did this or when we did this, when we jumped a median on the interstate. So the springs were completely flat, so there was no suspension left in them. The shocks were gone. So that, he said, that would explain the front end jumping all over. So they're having to redo those. That's part of the, you know, basically refurbishing that truck back to closer to normal, or closer to being new, being safe. So, quick side, I said, since I've been here, that truck's not been really usable until now. So that'll be huge for us.
You can't get it fixed or get it fixed?
We're getting it fixed. We may get it back this week.
Oh,
it's
really?
Over the last couple of weeks.
I noticed that it hadn't been up there.
What else is going on, anything? Still working on ISO stuff. Miss Amy's been emailing me, and I've sent her more stuff. And then she now with the city water department, trying to get their stuff in, you know, asking them questions. And we went out and tested some hydrants out in the county and submitted that to her. So hopefully fire department side is done. And I think dispatch is working with her now. Joe and them are having to spend much paperwork with dispatch. So that affects not just the city, that affects the entire county on all of that also. Yeah.
The relationship's going okay?
As far as I know, unless y'all heard something.
Not a word.
That's good.
As long as we have to maintain, you know, we're assisting. You know, our job is to assist the volunteers. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything. So yeah, if y'all ever don't hesitate to pick up the phone, let me know.
All right. You get along with Ricky and everything okay?
Absolutely.
What else we got? Do you have anything for us?
Okay.
A little discouraged, don't you? Where's your new car coming? That's all I want to say. I want to see the new car.
He's trying to just
poke the bear.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm excited about that one. I used to drive one of them.
Oh, is that the Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this summer?
SB22.
That's right. I like it. I think it's great.
2025, 2022. Yeah. In April.
Really? Oh, I thought it would be the summer.
No. When you find the money, they find the car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Money talks.
Totally
the way. All right, what else we got?
Okay, we'll talk about this quick because it's not going to be. You know, I'm not exactly sure where TAC is headed, but Cobra now, they're going to charge us, or anyone that's terminated or quits, it doesn't make any difference. If they are to get a letter for Cobra, they're going to charge us $20 for each letter. Well, there's no money budgeted, so at this point, it's going to come out of everybody's budget, so y'all are going to have to be thinking about that. It's going to be $20 a letter until the end of the year. We just got notice of that about a month ago. We tried to do it to where we could do the letter, but they were going to charge us $2,000 in order to reprogram it. So I'm like, you know. So I told them, I said, just know that at the end of November, we are not going to do this.
Explain to me, back up, what are you talking about, letter, COVID and stuff?
When someone is terminated based on their health insurance, they must get a letter, and COBRA stands for Consolidated Omnibus something, something, something. I can't remember all the Reconciliation Act. I can't remember Budget Reconciliation Act. That's what it is. And it's if they want to continue the insurance, they have 60 days in order to sign up for what they call COBRA.
And this is rare because it's so expensive.
Right. But once we still have to pay $20.
But to get them to get a letter, you have to pay $20 for them to get that.
For each letter, yes. Whereas before it's been free. They've just done the letter. Which is ridiculous.
Print.
Yes.
It's a form letter.
This is TAC business, right?
I'm sorry?
TAC business.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, TAC is going down in flames quick with TAC.
I know. And I'm not exactly sure all the problems are, but anyway, we do have problems.
I'll tell you what the problem is, but I'm not going to say it.
And my property insurance.
Person's running?
Yes.
I'll say it.
That's exactly what the problem is.
And that's when it started, and it's not gotten better. But also, we will have our property and auto insurance, which will be coming due. Last year, it was 37% increase. I just got the renewal letter Friday. So, you know, I don't know if y'all are interested in talking to someone else or going out for proposals. I mean, it went from 67 to 93,000.
I think we don't have any choice but to just start looking. Nothing else, just due diligence. Saying, mm-hmm. We just keep this tack. I mean, it's just.
But it was a 35. Now, auto wasn't that bad. I mean, it was 20, I think. But property was 35%.
Yeah. I mean, insurance has gone up. There's no doubt about that. But if everything, just some of the issues we're having, what we're talking about right now, but some of the stuff with TAC, it would be wise just to look.
Start looking.
Just look somewhere else.
I'll put it on the list and see what everybody does. And you might check with some of the counties too, sure, if you don't mind. Who they use, I will, to see, because I have no idea. I mean, we haven't done this in years. We've
been attacked. A lot of them is attacked.
20 years.
Or self-insured.
Yeah.
So, but I do agree that we probably need to see what it would be like.
We got to come back if they make it. If they give us the best deal, I mean, it is right. What it is.
But we've done our deal.
We should look for better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do feel better about that. I won't talk about what I feel like. It's not a nice word. But anyway, I wanted to update y'all on COBRA. So when you do see that come across your budget, we nothing we can do about it until year end, and we will change over.
But then it starts like tonight or?
Well, it actually went back to January 1, so we got a just
made a deal. Unfortunately,
how many we ever?
If y'all looked at your bills, and we just paid $120 today for 1 month. I mean, and I don't know what else to do about it.
That many people left?
Mm-hmm.
They have to have that even if they're going to work for another company?
Doesn't matter. They still have to have the cover letter. It's just based on that law from 100 years. Mm-hmm. What, the 80s? Isn't that when cover came into being? Like 1899 or something like that?
Tarrant County Attorney Draft?
Yeah, but they're going to charge us $2,000 to change the programming to where we don't.
Don't have to go through them.
Because I was all for it. I already had the form letter to get the police for us to do, but they were in charge
of it. Why do we have to get permission from them to do it?
You don't have to get permission from them, but when you say that, yes, they've always done it, they've just never charged us for it.
But we decided we're not going to use them anymore. They won't pay me. Can you take $2,000?
There's something to do with their programming that they have, and I can't speak to that. I'm just telling you what we were told.
Is it a letter that they have to show that it was sent out, or do we have to show that it was sent out?
Somebody has to prove it.
So if we can prove it, I don't care if their computer can prove it or not. Well, that's their $2,000 problem.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with you in theory.
Well, the reason I'm not doing is to think if you're looking at self-insured. If you're a self-insured place, mm-hmm. they're already doing their own. Right? I mean, I'm not saying we self-insured, mm-hmm. but we're not that, but still, it's like, if you're sending out a letter, let somebody know what their potential benefits are. Mm-hmm. Seems kind of ridiculous that somebody, oh, yeah, pay $2,000 to do it yourself.
Well, we used to do it. We did it before, and then they decided they would do it, and we do it for free as part of our TAC health benefits. Well, right. Then that all has changed in the last year, so. I mean, we've always done it before, but about 2 years ago, they said they would do it, and do it for free. What's the problem? Well, now it's a problem.
Can we charge them $4,000 for asking us to change?
I guess we could. But anyway, that was just an update on where we are with that. And then you probably need to talk about the grant from David Webb, and I made copies for all of you guys.
Oh, if y'all remember, we came in here,
last summer, last fall.
And talked about this grant. He said, I think one of the North Texas entities is giving $50,000, but they need, what, $287,000 or something?
$220,000, I think.
215.
It's north of
200.
I said it's north of 200. I do remember that.
But we don't have any money budgeted for this. I can't remember really truly what it was for. It's kind of like
it's a study that we talk about the timber and stuff timber that's in the creek. How to clean that up.
Well.
But it's $850,000 grant and $200,000 of it is from the entities that wish to be involved. And then $650,000 is the actual state or federal grant. I'm not sure what's
going on. We originally talked about it too, wasn't he? Didn't he say that, why am I getting stuck in my head, $85,000? Something to do with us?
I don't remember. I'll be honest. I told the judge when he said that this morning. I always thought it was 200, but I couldn't remember what we said.
That was the total. That's a local contribution. I think from all the different entities involved. It seemed like I almost said it. I remember 85,000 somewhere. I don't know if that's what they were saying. That's what our
part.
That's what our contribution would be.
No, it's 212. All they needed was 25 different entities involved. I'm talking. There's cities in North.
Maybe
they have Dallas and Dallas even involved
with 8,500.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I'm sorry. I remember him coming and I was talking about it.
We should have the audio when we figure out which meeting he presented the.
I think he's just asking what level of contributions would be.
Right, I think
maybe considering.
Well, I don't think it's a set promise, but.
Yeah, attached to the project scope, the funding summary, and a letter from the Upper Trinity Municipal Water District pledging $50,000 for the match. So the Upper Trinity Municipal Water District pledged $50,000.
But there is no money. So there is no money budgeted, and there will be no money budgeted this year.
Well, this is something we just need to look at. When does it do?
He didn't really say, did he? I'll call him and talk to him.
So we'll try to revisit it when we come into budget time. I mean,
We don't have any money there right now to do anything with it. It pretty much solved that.
Yeah, there's something. I already told y'all. When we did the budget last year, we were going to have to be tight this year.
Unless it's...
And this is only March.
Judge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I had something. Now that all y'all are here, let's talk about something. So the assistance of firefighter grants are coming out. And, you know, I wonder if Franklin County would want to be a host to a grant. What that would mean is this would be a regional grant. So this would be all the fire departments in Franklin County, including Winsboro, and then we would include probably Red River County, or portions of Red River County, maybe Titus.
I was going to say, make sure you get Tri-Lex.
Yes.
As they come over too. So.
But, and we can, well, and the reason, anyway, so you have to have a county, has to be the host. The only thing about the host is it would come from here. It's like $1,500 to have the grant right away. And then you can share that cost, like the city. You break the cost down, you know, it's a long grant. I live in Manchester area, but that would be something. I know Hopkins County did this a couple of years ago, and they got a new grant, and they did it over $1 million.
What are you asking for?
For like, well, I was going to give the departments for gear or something like that, big bunker gear, you know. That stuff just went up another 11%.
We just didn't make sure to have a grant rider, correct?
Yes, I have a grant rider. Pictures, we can use them, but it's like $1,500 for a grant. But we could split the cost. Franklin County would be the host, I guess, of the grant. When Hopkins County did, I think Hopkins County was the host for the bunker gear, and then Delta County was the host for the wild man gear.
That's what we did a few years ago. We did a regional grant where we all contributed.
Was it through that college or something? Or?
No, it's FEMA.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, there's more, supposedly there's, I got a plea. You know, probably the other day, said there's more money this year for the AFG grants for the fire departments. So I was just saying, it's got to be something, you know. I live by air packs, is something the whole county would not benefit from, because most rural departments are wearing. Bunker gear is always something departments need. We just got a grant for $25,000, we're going to barely squeeze out 6 sets. It's kind of a good idea. That's just pants and coats.
Wow.
Yeah. But I just thought I'd throw that out there. He told me if you do a regional grant, if you can, the more entities, the more departments you can throw in there, the better it looks for them, because as the federal government's dish out money, if they can dish out money to a large area versus one department, they can say we're spending a little better money.
We did that 4 or 5 years ago.
When
Josh was here.
These grant writers, I think they use AI or anything.
Probably. Anymore, everybody uses AI.
The reason I was asking what is the radio system that I've been working on for the county, pretty much, we've get dispatched done, we're going to be all digital. Dispatch is almost done. We're setting up the radios, doing a lot of stuff. If y'all will have time here next week, so stop in and see it. Pretty nice compared to what we had. We had a lot of consoles. But where we're going to be lacking now, and we're lacking today, is fire communications. And we've talked about them about going digital, in the past, but when we say that, it's not just changing out dispatch, it's going to be changing out over the radio, the fire department's out. Truck radios, apparatus, whatever we call them, handhelds, everything, paging systems. And so I've told Robert to, on our next Homeland Security grant that we usually apply for, that we've been applying for, getting digital stuff for the sheriff's department or for the law enforcement side, that we need to start now getting for the fire department. I don't know if that is something that we could look at on that grant or not, but it's terrible right now.
It is.
And it's limiting what we can do on our new digital system in the office, having to switch back to analog and go back over and talk to them. And so that's something that we're going to try to get on pretty hot and heavy here pretty quick. So you and I probably need to get together and figure out the needs and the costs.
I've asked, you know, they got that radio grant here a few years ago before I got here. And so I've emailed or I text Tanner from over at Delta County. I said, can I get a copy of that grant? Some of the kickback that I think that has been happening in the past was some of the volunteers in the North and South have, you still use pagers. The pagers are analog instead of digital, and it's just swap overs, you know, are expensive, so they're holding off on that. But I'm not sure if that grant says that we're supposed to go digital. So, because I think you're going to find out, I don't know if y'all heard about the over tri-links, what happened over there. Well, that didn't, you know, that I don't even think that day was completely finished before that family was already contacted by an attorney. So they're going to try to, you know, that's going to, it may help, it goes away, it depends on what the family does, but if that was true, we had a language change, that's what they're looking for. And so they're going to try and find fault. And I think part of the stuff some of the guys have said was one of the major deals was radio communications. They struggle over there with radio communications. And I said that here when I got here, I told you, things that happen, we all kind of take it for granted until it happens here, or it happens to you. And so Titus County just may get a dose of that. When you have an attorney come in there, and they're just going to, all they're going to do is dig and try to find faults.
Faults.
And so whatever they find fault, they're going to hit the fire department for, did you document proper training? Did he have the right bumper gear? You know, all that kind of stuff is going to come to quote, it's going to come to service at the top. And so I try to relay that same type of information here. I said, hey, we've got to start documenting this stuff. Because if you don't document it, it didn't happen. And, you know, and so, and radio, but like the sheriff said, radio communication is a big thing. And here, since I've been here, both towers have been down on the north and south.
That should have been different fast here pretty quick. I told them to fix it, and we'll figure out the insurance company.
Yeah.
But we'll figure out, but we got to get that going.
Yeah.
And so, they were ordering parts last week. But on top of that, the digital part of it. Do y'all still use the pagers, or y'all use the active 911?
We use active 911.
That's what?
I don't know why anybody uses
it. I don't either. And plus what I like about the active 911 is if I got that on the phone, we can see them on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can see where every individual is.
I have a Zello. You know, Joe's got a Zello set up, so those that want Zello can talk. So if you have cell signal, you can talk on your radio through your phone. Having that, active 911, to me, it pagers.
Active 911 does the same thing Zello does, but I think it costs you.
Yeah.
But we're kind of looking at that too, if we can work. Zello may start charging us here pretty soon, because we've never used it yet.
Right.
Anyway, that's something that you and I plan to get together so we come before then about grants and getting our radios back up to digital. But that has been stopped. The volunteer departments have been what causes us not to do it, because they don't want to flip the money to buy the new radios from the trucks and the free people.
And that's what I've ordered.
They're not cheap. They're about 4,000 a piece.
I'm going to have workers have a chief meeting. I'm going to bring that up. And say, here, you know, I didn't realize, I thought we were all digital. And then I found out. I thought you were still analog. I said, oh gosh, no wonder. You know, that'd be explained a lot.
Yeah, so. All right, anyway. You're welcome.
I got that on my list. I'll put it in my budget.
Okay. Yes.
I've already got my folder
stuck in for 2027. very important message here. Cake is upstairs. Do you have something?
Okay.
There's September the 8th meeting where Sulphur River Basin was on the agenda. I was trying to think, wasn't he on once and he didn't show up and then he came back or he came later?
Oh, you're talking about the...
September the 8th is when they don't understand the issue when it was, but that's the only one that's on the agenda so far.
Well, I may have to add news for him, but...
Well, and even if they want, it'll probably be 2027 anyway.
Well, that's true too, and I'll just tell him, you know, we can talk about it during budget.
Yeah, we'll just have to talk about it in budget. There's no money in the end today, or this year.
We're about to build a new jail.
Architect with 5 years.
Architect.
See you later.
It'll start in about 5 years.
Well, I'll be on your desk shortly.
He's here by Friday.
Yeah, I resignate.
Okay, so I got in April of last year. Somewhere based on other sources, anywhere between 75% and 25%. I'm going to need to be available in September. That's from last year.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay.
I want to be satisfied. Just one time.
I'll call and see what.
Like I said, it might not go in until 2027 anyway. So, but I wanted them to be aware of it, that there was no money this year.
Are we supposed to be talking about Paul's today?
We are. I got that on my list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take care of all the little stuff first.
Okay.
I got one more little thing.
Go ahead.
Do y'all have the sheriff's app on your phones?
I do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pull it up real quick.
Okay.
And it's for the committee. You have it on your phone?
We need to. What kind of app is it?
It's the bank account, FCSO. You push it out, and there's his little pretty picture.
I've never been invited.
It's got your picture. You got it.
Well, I've had it for a long time. I've never really pushed it because I haven't finished it.
What do you
but I'm push? Tired of it. So I'm go over to your top to the little settings column.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then do notification settings.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Now, if you look underneath that, it's got a bunch of public channels.
No, it just says open to notification settings or continue.
Continue. Yeah, when that first opened up, it's going to say it's continue. And I go over to your little cog at the top right corner.
And you got a little wheel cog.
A little wheel, your settings cog.
Let me go with that.
Okay. And then we got public channels. I got a lot of people.
Where are you? Okay. Your file director at the top right corner.
Hold on. I got a witness right here.
Let me get the app on here.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got the City of Mount Mercy.
That's where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Registration. Push channel.
Mm-hmm. It says content updates.
Yeah.
And it's talking about public channels.
Mm-hmm.
The next red line says
public channels. Yes.
All news are city.
I'm sorry, I got Kyle Bacon's Franklin County show. Oh. I guess it's the wrong Franklin County.
Yeah, that might be wrong.
Mine's a little red car with a badge on it. A red background. Black and white badge.
You want me to turn in contact updates or something? Or?
No, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Just be patient.
Let me see what yours look like. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. I said
multiple kills. Yeah.
I'm doing 500 downloads. It's not very safe.
I know. Well, I haven't really pushed it before, but I'm fixing to start and start.
Trying to get all my information?
Trying to
get all my information. I use it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Why don't I just give you all my
credit? A lot of people use it, and they're going to be happy I'm going back to my
just
old. I'll be going back to the old booking deal here for a long
time. Sorry, go ahead and just give my
bank account. The old deal where you can see who was just arrested?
Yes.
That'll be changing here for a
long time.
It'll
go back to the top.
It'll go back to the top.
Okay.
I'm in the process of doing that. That's $2,500 before.
No. So I won't say it all.
Yeah.
Okay, we're
anyway,
all users.
The public channels is going to be for what? For the citizens.
Okay.
So I have the City of Mount Vernon, which will be the City of Mount Vernon area. City of Winsboro, if something happens down in Winsboro area, I can push that out. Lake Cypress Springs, if it's around the lake. Franklin County as a whole, and then Precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So do we need to turn those all on? So
you can turn them on. You can turn on. That's what's nice about this on an alert system, unlike the weather alert service, you get that regardless.
Yeah.
You can turn on what you want with this one.
So if you click over to the right, if you want to hear every one of them, you can turn on. If you just want to know what goes on in precinct one, you just turn on precinct one.
Okay.
If you want to hear what goes on in the whole county and precinct one.
Won't let me.
On the public channels, you mean?
Whenever I push the button, if you like that.
No, I can't see.
Or not, it says I'm not registered or something.
I'm here in 337.
I didn't have a
Romeo.
I'm all done.
That would like Romeo too.
Romeo.
Police and House PD.
Romeo 272.
Yes, sir.
We can't figure out nothing.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not gonna say anything about it, I'm just.
No, you had no question at all.
Okay.
So my.
Anyway, you turn that, sir.
So my.
You didn't know it was gonna be this bad.
So this is everything, that's, I just want all that on, so what am I gonna be?
You don't have to turn it all on, you can turn on which part you want to.
So I get X out of registration, now what I'm.
No, don't X out of that, where you at? Oh, registration, you're still in there, aren't you?
He just got the app.
I'm gonna go back to the protected channel.
And then down at the bottom, it's got what I got called protected channel. And then we can send out, so I have it set up right now, I can add to this, I can take away whatever, but I got it for Franklin County Sheriff's Office employees, corrections deputies, CID officers, Matt Vernon, CID. Anyway, then I got Franklin County employees, so if we need to send out a message to all the employees, we can send it out to them. If we want to send it out to the precinct one employees, hey, I need you to come to work, we can send out a message to them. One, two, three, and four. Sir, ma'am? Yeah, I have to give you one.
Okay.
And I meant to bring it with me, and I left it laying on my desk. And then if you want to send out something just to the elected officials, I put an emergency management channel in there if we have an emergency situation throughout the whole county that we want Max and Blake and everybody to be notified of supervisory wise, we can send that out through the emergency management channel. And then, of course, the sheriff's possibly needs to come out. But I can add to these channels under the private deal. I just come up with an eight digit. Anyway, and I have all these codes. I'll get those to you, whichever channels you'd like under the protected channels. All this being said, this is something that is, again, we've had this for 2 years now. And I've never set it up completely. I'm working by the littles doing it because it's pretty detailed. And then also what this company does is, and what we were talking about a while ago, we used to do APRIS was what we did our victim notification through Vine, and they changed over the state. Somebody in Austin didn't get enough money from Equifax, so they changed to another company. Everybody is hating them. I'm actually in the process of switching part of my system back over to Equifax. Started that a couple weeks ago. It should be finishing up in the next day or two. And like the arrest data, that's pulling from this new, it's not Statico or something, I don't know what it is, it's their joke. Anyway, sorry, recorder. But I'm switching back to Equifax. Also, what Equifax is about to do is they're fixing to pay for every county to have this app, which is cost me $6,000 a year to pay for. So I was, in talking about websites, they do websites. And so I texted my sales rep while we were sitting here. Actually, I've got two different plans that I'll need to get with Beth on it. One of them is going through this company. And also, whenever we push these, I can set these up to where if I send out a public push to Precinct 1 or to Mount Vernon, City of Mount Vernon, or to all of Franklin County, it will also push those out to Facebook, any public.
Like she was talking about.
Yes.
So this will come as a text anytime they send up?
Yes, it'll come as a text.
Okay.
Now you can't reply back to it. It's the only thing I don't like, and they're trying to work on that. But
say that again. So any message if you're tapped into one of these.
If you want me to send out that a county road in your county is going to be blocked, I can send that out to your group, and I can tell it to also send that out to Facebook, Snapchat, any of the public channels. I can put in all the public. I don't even know what they all are because I don't have them other than Facebook. But
a bunch of them.
Bunch of them. You can sell it to send it out to those also and put it on your website if this company does our websites.
But we're on here. I'm logged into Precinct 4 in Lakeside Springs. Mm-hmm. If you want to get information in, anything that comes out of your agency, a notification about something going on in Lakeside Springs, is that called for services as well?
or is that calls for service?
No, I'm not doing that yet, but I'm thinking about doing that. But not, it wouldn't come through these channels. It'd just be a place that you could go to on the app to get it. Because it also, I can do heat maps and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go back and look at the calls between for today throughout the whole county, it'll log it on the map, say disturbance or juvenile incident or theft. But I'm looking at doing that also. Trying to get a look, because there's no way for me to get public information out anymore. And so, like I said, I've had this 2 years, but haven't really had it. But I gotta get more information out there about what we're doing, because nobody knows what we're doing. But yes, yeah, so this would allow communication with the public and also our employees. But, and what I was saying, Equifax is going to start paying this for all the counties, so that's going to be a $6,000 savings to us, which we can apply. And I started talking to the sales rep for this deal here, and I said, hey, I said, aren't y'all, because I'm a pretty good friend of mine, we've been talking about it in the past, and I said, aren't y'all talking about doing websites and maintaining those? He goes, yes, we are. He said, you have a $6,000 credit coming your way courtesy of Equifax that would pay for all or almost for all or most of all as well for a website. So it's a lot less than,
heck yeah, we're in
$15,000 or whatever they're talking about.
And it's beneficial for us, obviously. People in our precinct start telling them, hey, there's,
yes, I'm fixing to have a bunch of QR code things set up and banners made up for the next, that I can start putting up people. I mean, probably want to get some QR codes and just have them applied to our cars and put them up at different places.
But we're good for us to go ahead and just.
Yes, it's active. It's been active for a while. Okay. It's just the only thing everybody's been doing pretty much is using the jail roster.
Yeah, the jail roster. That's
what everybody looks at.
Absolutely.
But it's
fixing to start taking off.
Yes, it's going to start taking off. For example, the lake deal. The reason I put a lake deal in, I want to start sending out a daily report, especially during the summer, of the conditions at the lake. Do you want to be on the water? Do you want to stay off of it? And something that's I've looked into, and I haven't said anything to Blake, talking about alert systems. Grant, we need them all over the county, but it worries me what we had happen in West Texas. We're not going to have a flood at Lake Cypress. But what if we had a tornado come down? We have no way of getting in there and alerting people that there's a tornado coming. Mm-hmm. Most of them from out of town, they don't have local weather service.
And I've had it's come up multiple times, people asking down in Precinct 4 about can we get sirens down there. I'm like, we talked about it a time or two. The rolling hill is how many you have, if you ever, but then that's.
There are grants for those.
There's grants for those now, and I think after West Texas, you'll see that's probably something that we could get through a grant. Just for the fact of
that. Well, just the understanding, y'all both know what the layout is. I mean, up in North Franklin, it's flat. Mm-hmm. But we get down there, the rolling hills back and forth, is it how well does one of those work as far as?
Well, we send out the signal, and we got a tower at the water district office.
Right.
So it may mean putting a repeater at that, a fire repeater at that, on that antenna. And it may mean that I don't need one there, because pagers go off all over down there right now when I send out a signal.
You might be surprised the sound would be carried across that water.
Yes, you wouldn't. I don't think you'd have to have the
three or four.
Yeah, at the most.
And I'd be surprised at least.
And you'd be surprised if some of those developments
might kick in for it.
BOA. Well,
I know it. I mean, actually, during this last 3 months, it came up at a couple of different BOA meetings that I was in.
But my concern, other than that, is just the camping area, is it right? Especially because people, I know before in the past, whenever there's something coming and they give us enough notice, which is very seldom. We go down there in police cars and turn on sirens and get on the PAs going, tornadoes coming or wind event, right, take cover. Yeah. But we very seldom get that enough notice to do that. But it just.
Yeah, that's one of the more things.
Since I started talking about the sorry,
to these last 3 years, the same thing. So here in the, I mean, the storm that we've had the last three springs, it's always my mindset too. I mean, 3 years ago, we had 105 mile an hour straight line winds come across Cypress.
Yeah.
So you look at that, we have on the south side of the lake, and, but you worry about all those, you know, the RVs over in Walleye, because they should come through and just tear something like that up.
If there's, yeah, let me go close.
If there's a way that we can start looking into that, I'd love to be able to
try. Since that deal in West Texas happened in Lake Mystic and stuff, they started talking about that grant, and I started contacting some of the representatives saying, look, y'all don't need to make it just for that. It needs to, because we got other public areas like lakes and stuff like that that needs sirens also. That's not having been able to afford them.
So right now we have a siren in town, right?
Got a couple.
You got a couple in town. Is there anything else in the unincorporated areas of county?
No, no way.
But obviously if we could now afford it, what Toby and up in Precinct 1 as well.
When Mr. Albert was commissioner, he looked at doing the radio, the little, emergency radios. But those are hit and miss because of the signals sent out from Tyler and from Shreveport and from Dallas. It depends on where you're at, which one, if you can get one at all. Do what? Anyway. But that's something to look at.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to tell, I'm not talking about you.
You're
going to tell us your latest bobblehead?
Yeah.
He's over at Green and playing on the pile. I'm
playing
on the
pile. What else do you know, Marla? Pause.
Pause.
Yes. Pause. Contract goes out actually tomorrow.
Do what?
Contract goes out actually tomorrow.
The interlocal agreement?
We have. Go ahead, Randy. I'm waiting. You got a question?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right now we have $60,000 budgeted for this year. It goes from March to March. So I don't know what your pleasure is, but it needs to be renewed or re-talked about or redone.
I know I'm an advocate for it most of the time, so I'll say, we've produced results and there's good things going on down there, and we have budgeted the $60,000. I would say, if we're looking for somebody to say that we continue to move forward, I think we'll continue to move forward with it, what we're doing. I mean, and then if we get into budget time again, we need to reassess, I guess.
How much is that, about $4,000
a month? For 60,000,
$5,000.
I mean, that's going to be short of more than what we did last year. Because last year we were at the total of 50,000, right?
51,000.
51, okay.
Well,
51,203.
And we were done by October. From March to October. Because we started paying in March. It started running about 8,300 and some change. About mid-summer, and that's when the money started, going out the door, so to speak.
And what we got, and what we're going to have to do too, is have these conversations. We're going to have the city and Paul be back in here with us on some of these conversations too. I mean, if we're talking about the money issue, but we're at least the precinct four commissioner wants to support it. Is that we also still need to be that we're all on the same page on what we're trying to do going forward. In other words, we said that they're going to set a budget. We're going to need to all understand what that budget is. And how we come about funding it.
And I would like for that budget to be January through December, and right. Not March through March.
And what do we have to do to get to that?
Well, when you renew this, we'll need to renew it just through December 31st, and then do another budget in January. Because it's too hard for us to try to.
Absolutely.
Well, they knew how much money we budgeted. They knew how much. They're the ones who came to us and told us they needed that much. And if they spent more than that, that's on them. Does that make sense, Bob?
No, I think it does. I mean, we're supporting.
We can only give so much.
We're supporting something.
Yeah, so much.
And we committed what we could commit last year. So,
but they asked us what we came up with.
Right. I mean, if you can't, we're trying to follow our budgets and stay the course on those. You can't just, on every single thing, have a moving target. And then when these conversations, like I'm saying, we get into budget time, or if we're talking about whatever we're talking about with them, I think all the three entities need to be a part of it and understand, okay, well, this is going to cost the county a little more this go around, but
Maybe should also make sure that y'all are all, you know, contributing more. In other words, I don't think that they
can't come halfway through the year and say, oh, we don't have enough money.
No, you can't. No. And that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, but it's bad.
And that's part of the, in my opinion, that's part of the thought that we had when we did this, that they chose, they were, the idea was they're going to do the administration of it. And so part of that administration is to say, okay, this is what the budget is. I mean, we do have budget overruns on time to time, but you can't just, well, just, you know, throw all the numbers out and say, we're just going to do it all. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense? We've got to stay somewhere within what your parameters are.
Yes.
So.
We're not the federal government.
Well, this agreement shall be in effect from the date of execution for a period of 1 year. It may be automatically renewed unless terminated by either party to the agreement upon 30 days written notice prior to cancellation. So
it's going to continue.
It will continue. Okay. That's all I wanted to do was bring up that it was
well, let's,
if you in fact wanted to think about terminating it.
I don't think I want to terminate it, but they can't come up with something. I don't want them to say, well, y'all got to pay $150,000 this year. That's just part of the deal.
Well, if that were laid on the table in front of us, I mean, that's a deal killer.
I don't want them to start changing the rules.
No, right.
Like
right.
I said.
And when this they, is and, if they try to, if those things try to happen, we've set our and I'm going to say, we set our parameters, and so we're going to do $60,000, and then we need to do what we need to do to change it from March to March to December. Then we can all, everybody get caught up in the calendar year.
And the biggest problem with that is they're October to September,
what? Yes, ma'am.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, they've got to be a way to figure that out. But,
I mean, neither one of us are in great shape fiscally as far as the way the contract is. Because they're March, September.
It don't line up with either one of them.
And then the state's September 1st, August 31st.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and I think, I mean, August 5th is going
to go. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to keeping it as to what we're doing per month or whatever. I mean,
we do it based on what they send me as far as expenditures for the prior
month. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they have an amount they spend every month, and they divide it by three, more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
More or less.
Which so, I've not received anything for January or February.
And that's we figure it out. Maybe that's because we already tapped out what we budgeted for last year. And that's why we're not getting anything from them from January or February. Because they know you can't get blood from the turnip, right?
But our 60,000 starts January 1st. We have a new budget.
Yeah, our new budget starts January 1.
I know what I'm saying. No.
I know what you're saying.
You're right. I got you.
But our money it starts January 1. And I told them we didn't have any money for November and December.
Right. Okay.
But we would have new money in January.
But we haven't got any bills.
But I haven't gotten any bills from them for January or February.
I'm just late this morning.
They hired a new budget person.
Did they? That's what I was asking. That's what I
had. They hired a new finance person.
Finance person.
That's what I was wondering. So maybe you're kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Winsboro,
you say? No. I'll tell you what he said. He said from Winsboro.
So funny.
From Michigan.
Michigan, that's right. Michigan. They're from Michigan.
Got a degree in accounting and has dealt more with more county budgeting for this for city. But I think I would say this is from my understanding. The biggest thing right now is the program that they have to use for a lot of their stuff. I mean, what's it called?
Encode
is just wearing them out. And I just so they can't. And I think Angie's, she's about the only one over there right now doing everything. She can't do it. So hopefully this guy's supposed to start the 23rd.
Is he good with Encode 9?
I have no idea.
Are you?
I am. So we had for 20 years.
Contract, yeah.
No. Thank you, though.
Well, but the original question.
I got all I want.
Your original question, Marla, is everybody
on board with trying to make.
Yeah, we don't need to do anything, but we don't need to do anything.
I'm good at where we're at.
Well, I apologize, I let y'all go so far. I didn't hear exactly what were you saying this was when you were talking about this was coming, the contract up?
What contract is it?
Yeah, what were y'all even talking about? I'm sorry I let y'all go so far along, and I didn't. I didn't hear what you were saying.
It's the animal shelter.
It's the animal shelter. Gotcha. Experience.
Gotcha.
From March to March is the way we get it set up, because when they come to us.
And what we budgeted last year was 51 and 180, I think.
It says 51,203 is reimbursement of third actual operational expenses and invoiced by the city of Mount Vernon reimbursed, shall not exceed 51,203.
And what's happening now, the way we have it set up, is they send me an expenditure total for salaries and all that. And it's basically, there's a total and they divide it by three.
Yeah.
City pays a third, Paul pays a third, and we do.
Gotcha.
And so when that comes in, then we reimburse them. Mm-hmm. We were out of money for November and December, but the new budget started in January, but I still haven't received any billing for January or February. And we have $60,000 budgeted. So based on the current contract, unless you guys decide to terminate it and do so in writing, it just continues on with an automatic renewal.
In March.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Like this, I just, this is the 10th day of March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was a little bit behind. So I think we're clear, somewhat mud.
Yeah.
Small mud. Okay, right now we have you guys approved to put cameras and everything in the courthouse. As I told you, I'm not real thrilled. But anyway, we paid a deposit and we had to get the status after almost 25 or close to 30 days. So he said he'd be here next week. Now y'all see why I hate deposits.
Same on. Garden? Oh, from
Philip.
Phil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not on my favorite list right now.
Get my call on.
Do what?
Get my call on.
Yeah, take your money and run. But anyway, so that's
the courthouse security money for that, so we're good on that.
Yes. And the next is the ambulance contract is coming up this year. We will need to do that fairly early so we will know what money to budget for 2027, because it goes out at the end of this year. So.
And I don't have a problem with Hopkins County, but I want to go out and see if Christus, since they're going into the Titus County Hospital business, they got Social Springs, they have an ambulance service, see if they'd be willing to go out.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just telling you, go out, you need to know.
Do it for free.
Because we're paying $135,000, I think, a year right now, 10 and some change a month.
And since they're going to have both hospitals, they're going to make money no matter which way they go. So things aren't going
to. But y'all need to read over those contracts. I'm assuming to Landon as well. And, you know, think about what you might want. Because when we go out for proposals, we'll have to be pretty precise on what we, you know, what we expect.
Mm-hmm. And all that contract. I'd like to look at it, you know, when y'all get ready.
I'll send you one.
I've got one. I think it's the one that y'all have now in place. But just make sure you understand the way it is now, you know, you do not have two ambulances here.
Right? No, we do not.
And so how that works, just to make sure, I think there was some misunderstanding. So I want to clarify. So you have one ambulance station here with two people.
Yeah.
Anywhere there's a call in the county or if they're called from mutual aid to Winsboro or Titus or whatever. Once that ambulance gets that call and leaves, then there's an ambulance that's dispatched from Salt Springs.
And the station's at 900.
Right, that ambulance comes to 900. Either it's by South Coast Store out there off I-30, and they sit there.
But if they have a call over there, then we're without.
They have a call over there, they leave, and then another ambulance is sent from what they call Central Station or the south side from Hawkins County. They head this way, and they're not running code, they're just, they're, you know, so whatever. So if you look at your contract states, they're specific, their time, that they can only meet certain time requirements according to your contract and as a percentage. So let's, the way that Rita said, so let's just say that they takes 45 minutes. Something happens and it's a fluke and takes 45 minutes to get an ambulance here. They're going to be in that 10% where they don't have to meet that time frame. So that's very rare that has happened, but there have been times we've been on the same for quite a while waiting for an ambulance, but that's how that contract's written. So that might be something.
Do you have a copy of the contract?
Yeah. There's one that they asked my two values, so one of them is the same as one center.
Other than 2020, that would be pretty.
It would be nice if they would offer, do the
ambulance coverage
for Franklin County, like MDMC used to have.
What you think we should be looking at as far as selling?
Since they're all prison officers.
So we'll need to do that probably in May.
Remind me to call somebody with Christmas, look up somebody, and I'll call, what's Social, see, Social Springs, they kept their Hopkins County, but I don't think they're going to do that. I know they don't do it at Winsboro, they got Christmas ambulances, right? Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to do the same thing with Titus County, they're going to take over the ambulance service while I'm here. So that'll be Christmas.
Can you call Judge? And see kind of where he thinks it's going to head?
Yeah, and I could probably call the rest of the story, Paul Harvey, over at Social Springs. He'd probably give me some names to contact.
Yeah.
Even though
we're going to need to do that in probably, like, I mean, we're going to have a decision by late May, early June, so that we'll have the numbers in for the 2027 budget.
I don't have a problem with Hopkins County ambulance.
I don't really either. But
we shouldn't be paying $135,000 a year.
Well, we just want to make sure that we're getting the best bang for the buck. The way you look at that. I mean, I don't have a problem with them either, especially since we went to that. Because now before, when we were having to pay based on P&L, it was ridiculous. Because we were paying so much a month plus the loss. And I was like, how are we having a loss every month?
Yeah, they were trying, you know, before, they tried to make everything solve for it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you
now,
can tell me who you want to.
We're closer to Mount Pleasant. So now they can start taking most of their transport to Mount Pleasant.
Yeah. Well, I can guarantee you, that little emergency room in Christmas is that much better. Really, really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I've already had family members go there.
They
love it. Love it.
Yeah, you got anything else?
Yeah, we got a whole other deal to go.
My granddaughter is pretty important.
Yes, she is. Go.
See y'all.
Bye.
What else? Is that it?
We're going to start doing a policy update. Judge would like for you to be in on the committee.
I'll be glad. Man, I'll have a fun doing that.
That's why I was asking the sheriff.
No, I don't want to be on that.
No, we're gonna ask Scott Newsom. We'll get you
too. Oh. We'll warn Scott
Newsom
about this.
Now they're
trying to get the new guy.
They want
it. Get the new guy to come in. We can mold Scott Newsom.
That's exactly. Thank you. And y'all
do. Yeah. Well, we'll get to Scott Newsom before y'all do. How about that?
And I won't get with Beth. Yeah, I'm going to bring this up before I forget. Get her to put a letter in everybody's mailbox because we do have a FFA ag show or whatever coming up. Young Farmers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I know everybody's always been good in the past to donate to it. So
what are the dates, Tony?
How much do you know?
28th, I believe.
It'll be the last day of the cleanup.
Yeah, the Saturday. Yeah, that Saturday.
Well, that's not.
It's always the last Saturday of March, and that'll be because. And before I forget,
it sucks to be
you. I'll say, Beth, you type something up.
Well, nothing else.
Email everybody.
And then she can, her parents can take the money.
Beth can.
Well, I just know it's, I kind of done it last year, but it was.
How much? I can't remember.
We done, everybody, pretty much everybody done $100 last year.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
And then we went in with somebody else out there that had a little bit of money and was able to buy. Because how many elected officials, 13 or 14, that don't buy much anymore.
No, not with big prizes.
But they went in with somebody else last year and was able to do it and bought.
I think Smith said he'd offer 500 this year.
Yeah, I thought he did last year. I thought he said he's only going to do 100 and next year he'd do 5.
He's going to do 500 this year.
I don't recall making that statement at all.
Just like you've been buying my espresso machine?
Excuse me? No.
Hey, so what is HSHP?
HSHP.
Whitney Frizzell just sent HSHP application deadline. Says, this is a reminder that the SHSP application period closes March 16th. Please be advised that application this year must have a resolution attached at the time of submission. Review to the RFA thoroughly as the requirements.
Got a lot of acronyms.
Some of that acronyms, huh?
Got a lot of acronyms.
Get your HSHP in ASAP for the ETA.
Borders on fire departments.
TBD.
Do I have
TBD.
TMI.
To be determined.
That's information.
That's all I got.
Well.
I know y'all are thankful.
Yeah.
Homeland Security grant. Yeah, I've got a state Homeland Security program, LETPA project. State Homeland Security program regular projects.
And we want you to be organized and send out, we'll make our schedule and send out. We'll do the first one.
State Homeland Security radio infrastructure.
You are a choice.
Well, then you send somebody and go off. I know we are. But seriously, on the policy, if you want to be on the committee, we'll be more than happy for you to. If you don't and you have thoughts, email them to Paris or I, because that's what we're going to start working on. We have reworked the whole thing in about 6 years. We did the law changes about 3 years ago. So bring out your thoughts, all your.
Who are you talking to?
Anybody for you.
That's what you're talking to.
You're talking to Tom Bryan.
I miss us. I'm talking to Brandon.
Brandon, are you showing up with me on the committee? I didn't think.
I never saw that.
She seems like an indirection toward you. We're going to get Brandon and Scott Newsom. There we go.
Okay. We like suggestions, thoughts, anything like that. Okay. Think changes you might want to see.
We're
going to
do anything about it, but we will look at them.
Right.
And we'll vote on
them. After we look at them and say if they're coming to you.
And then we'll say what it is. You already know how this is going to go.
It's 3:20. Yeah. I'm keep going.
I'm going. I don't have anything else. You about to go to sleep. Yes.
I'm tired.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Alright. Marla, I found that on June last year, we were doing a budget hearing, you had